Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You may be seated. Tonight we come to this glorious candlelight service of Christmas Eve, and we celebrate the birth of Jesus the Savior. I'd like to tell you a story about another birthday. Boy, how quickly we go from the birthday of Jesus to something else, you know. Not much of a segue either, although it is a birthday we celebrate, and it's a tale of seven men and four children. The first man in the story is a fellow named Father Joseph Moore, priest at St. Nicholas Church in Oberndorf, Austria. The second man in the tale is a fellow named Franz Gruber, the organist at St. Nicholas. The third man, Karl Mauerlacher, the organ builder and repairman. So let's see if we got those down. Joseph Moore. Everybody say Joseph Moore. You got that. Say Franz Gruber.
Franz Gruber.
Franz Gruber. Gut ausgezeichnet. Und dann, der dritte ist, the third is Karl. Good. Mauerlacher. Mauerlacher. Karl Mauerlacher. Sehr gut. Ausgezeichnet. Wir sollen diese Messe ganz auf Deutsch haben. No, we won't have this whole thing in German, but you've got that Mauerlacher. Great. The story starts with these three guys, a priest in Austria, Joseph Moore, who himself was a poet. A priest at this little country church in Oberndorf. And his organist, Franz Gruber, for you English folks, they serve this parish together. These names are ringing bells for you, of course, because the birthday we're celebrating is the Christmas carol, Silent Night, a poem written by Father Moore and music brought to that poem by Franz Gruber. As the story's told, and some people wonder if this is actually true or not, but it's the prevailing legend about Silent Night, that Christmas Eve in 1818, 200 years ago, on the 24th of December, the organ is not working in this church, and they're preparing for their midnight mass at Christmas. And they're both, Father Moore and Franz Gruber, the organist, beside themselves. They don't know what to do. Moore begs Gruber to go look at the organ one more time. Can't something be done? He does. It just can't be fixed. It's not going to play anything. And so, as the story goes, Franz Gruber, and Joseph Moore, the priest, come together. And Moore brings Gruber this poem that he's written. He wrote it after having visited, again as the legend goes, he was making rounds in the parish and went to the home of a family that had just had a child. And it's late at night, it's a wintry night, the moon is out, the snow is gently falling. And he begins to formulate the words to Silent Night. And so he's got this poem. There are some that think that he had it for a long time, that he maybe had that poem for 2 years before he shared it with Franz Gruber. We don't know. But we're told that They couldn't play any music at that church that night. Moore had a guitar that he played. Gruber, of course, was the organist who played some guitar but didn't really play the instrument. And Moore begged him to bring music to this poem so that they'd have something to sing that night. Well, he did. He brought the music to the Christmas carol, Silent Night. And the two of them collaborated together to write perhaps one of the greatest songs in human history. So where does our friend Karl Mauerlacher come in? Well, he comes in a few weeks later, actually, in early 1819. Remember, it's Christmas Eve, 1818, that they play Silent Night for the first time at that church. Mauerlacher comes in to fix the organ in early 1819. And throughout the conversation, he finds out that Moore and Gruber have written this song, and he asks them to play it. They play him Silent Night as he's there to fix the organ. He loves the song so much, he asks Gruber to handwrite the music for him so that he can take it with him. And Carl, let's just be informal here. Carl takes the handwritten. Of course, everything was handwritten in those days for the most part. He takes Silent Night with him from that place. He knows that it's something special. And he knows that he has to have it. So he takes it. Gruber gives him a copy. Carl held on to that copy for 10 years. He knew that it had to be given to someone. Someone had to bring that song to the world. He knew it had to be someone. He didn't know who that would be until 10 years later, in 1829, he heard four children singing at a fair. Four children singing. He heard Caroline, Joseph, Andreas, and Amalia Strasser. Caroline, Joseph, Andreas, and Amalia Strasser. And the Strasser family, their parents made winter gloves. This was their livelihood. They made gloves and sold them at fairs, much like a farmer's market that we might have today. And to bring people to their booth, the children would sing. Carl heard the children singing and the beauty of their voices spoke to him, and he knew who that song had to go to. It took him 10 years to find it. He gives the song to the Strasser children. The Strasser children quickly learned the song, and they called it The Song from Heaven. The following year, in 1830, the Strasser family again were out selling their gloves at a local fair, this time in the city of Leipzig. Don't you love all the German in this? Because German is the language of love. Oh my goodness, you just gotta love this. I've been excited about this homily. They're at a fair, a farmer's market again, in Leipzig. They're selling their handmade gloves, and the children started singing their song from heaven. Just at that time, as a fellow named Herr Polenz, who's the director of general music for the Kingdom of Saxony, is walking by and he hears them singing the song. He was so impressed with the song that Herr Polenz invited the children to sing it for the king and the queen in the Royal Saxon Court Chapel on Christmas Eve. The king and the queen heard the song being sung and immediately knew how special it was. And they insisted that it be included every Christmas Eve from that point forward. And indeed, 22 years later, King Frederick IV declared that the song be sung first at all Christmas concerts in their kingdom. And thus, Silent Night, Stille Nacht, became a required piece of music in Germany, required by law, at every Christmas Eve concert by royal decree. Well, shortly after becoming a sensation in Germany, the carol was translated into English by another one of those fellows. We talked about seven men and four children. Well, here's another one of the people on the list. John Freeman Young, a priest from England, translated Stille Nacht, and it became Silent Night. And it swept through the English-speaking world just as quickly as it did in Germany. So if you're counting, that's six of the seven people we were talking about, plus the four children. But there's more. The last of the seven men didn't come on the scene, though, until 1957, a long time after. And that fellow was an Episcopal priest from Massachusetts, Father Byron Edward Underwood. Not necessarily a household name. He himself a church musician, and Father Underwood, as a church musician, wrote for a magazine that was published by the Hymn Society of America. And since you all get the magazine from the Hymn Society of America, she does actually, does, yeah. The Hymn Society of America, Father Underwood publishes an article in there, and he has researched this very popular Christmas carol, because up until that time, no one was quite sure who wrote the English lyrics to the song. And indeed, they're not really a translation of the German. If you know, you know how languages work, sometimes what sounds wonderful and beautiful in one language just doesn't quite work in another. But he took a lot of that language and he took the essence of the song and the beauty of it and put it into the English words we now know today. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is quiet. Well, Underwood discovered in publishing that article that Silent Night was written, was translated into English, I should say, in the year 1880. Between 1880, some say 1889, but a while after it was written. And the fellow that did that, his name was John Young, translated Silent Night into English. And with that translation, the last piece kind of fell into place. And 200 years later, 1818 to 2018, people all over the world will gather to sing Stille Nacht, or Noche de Paz, Dulce Nuit, Astro del Ciel, Silent Night, 140 languages. Today we're celebrating the birthday of this fantastic piece of music, this wonderful Christmas carol. And if you're here regularly, you know that every once in a while in July we pull out a Christmas carol just for fun. And it's that piece of music, when we hear that in various different ways, you hear it on different instruments, you hear it by orchestras, you hear it by children's choirs, we hear it all over the place, it immediately brings us to this night and right to the manger. Every single time you hear it, it's timeless. Its beauty is beyond description, really. Because we too will stand in peaceful candlelight, we'll sing the words of this beautiful Christmas carol, we'll be blessed by the tranquility of the presence of the Christ child, we will rest in the calm peace of the presence of the Savior. We will celebrate the birthday of Silent Night, because it always brings us to the birthday of the Savior. So let us give thanks tonight for a broken organ, a priest who was a poet. We give thanks for an organist and a repairman. Let's give thanks for a family singing group and the king's minister of music who just happened along at the right time. Let's give thanks for all those happy little coincidences that come together to give us a beautiful Christmas that always brings us to the manger in Bethlehem. Let's give thanks for all those special ways in which God comes into our lives and warms our hearts and souls with the message of Christmas. I pray that your celebrations are filled with the light of the Christmas star, beautiful music, the songs of the season, and the most precious Christmas gift ever given to us, Jesus the Savior. May we rejoice as we celebrate the incarnation of Jesus, the Word made flesh, the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son.